John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson, November 2021. Grandfather in the Bush. Russell's Sluice, Dredging, and R. Young's Shop and Garden. Polinelli's Grapes and Sluicing.
I think John wanted to have an image of what it was like for you first. And
well, there was nothing to do in the bush, but my grandfather, I always went with my grandfather, who was a grandfather that every kid should have had. And we went fox hunting and rabbiting and fossicking for gold. And
right. So he did take you out on a lot of those bush excursions.
Yes.
Mother's father. Mm. Yeah. And so he was a backlander.
Yes, that's right.
So, said that the fox hunting was a bit easier because there wasn't much undergrowth, just the odd tree they could hide behind. That's really the call to get the foxes.
Yep.
Yeah. What do they call that?
It's fox whistle.
Okay.
And I was here the other day and I was...
Cabbage tree was like in your day, and you used to get a lot out with your grandfather, who was... he used to look after races too, didn't he? Water races? Was that the one?
Yes, when he was working, yeah. He worked for Russell's, cleaning their races.
Okay. For the council at that stage, was it?
For Russell's.
Oh, really?
When they had the sluice going.
Okay. So that was when you were a child, so it would have been in the...
He was retired after.
Okay.
When he was taking you out, he was retired.
Yes, well, the Russell's sluice finished when Bert Russell was killed. I don't know what the date of that was, but he had been sluicing and walked under the bank and a rock fell on his head and killed him.
Oh, that's probably in the paper.
That would have been early 1900s? Or?
Yes, yeah. Very early 1900s.
Maybe 1890s even.
Because, well, the dredge was still going through in 1926.
Really? Yeah.
Because my mother was born in 1913, and when she was 11 and 12 years old, she used to collect my grandfather's wages. He was at that time working for the dredge.
Okay.
She used to collect his wages and walk across the road. The dredge officer was not far up from where it says R. Young's
garden
there. She used to have to get his wages and walk across to R. Young's and buy vegetables.
Okay.
With his wages.
Yeah.
And how old was she? 11 or 12?
11 or 12.
And then she'd walk up to the Ross's...
They moved to...
38. The Charles Buckland, okay. So that's up where near Cairns Dam.
Yes, Cairns Dam's there.
Yeah.
And this is Polinelli's, where I moved to when I was about 2 years old. Yeah. Polinelli used to grow grapes, and he imported Italians to make wine out of his grapes. Underneath the house, just about the whole house, was an enormous cellar. Mm-hmm. I believe, I'm only guessing, but the 28, I think mentioned there.
Yeah, the cherry orchard.
The Italian dam.
Okay, there's Italian, yeah.
Yeah. Here.
Yes.
29,
is
Italian
that,
dam.
Is that where they had their cellar and house, near there?
Yes, it's a couple of hundred yards across. But I imagine that on the off-season, the Italians may have stayed there and did all that sluicing up along Long's Gully.
Okay.
Because they had a fairly big dam for those days.
So you think they weren't just using the water for the grapes?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, they're using it for sluicing.
Yes.
Himself?
Yes.
Okay.
There was, he had vineyards, okay. Yes, and behind him was Haley, who had cherry horses.
Okay, and are those on the area which is still private land there, or is that part of the park now?
No, it's still private land.
It's still private land.
So there are still people living in the house.